This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
دروس من المسجد النبوي الشريف.
In English.
In English.
In English.
As you all are well aware of, today is the 10th of Ramadan. And the 10th of Ramadan means that an entire third of the month is gone. It also means that if you break the month down into two parts, the first 20 and the last 10, that we've already made it halfway through the first 20. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says when describing the month of Ramadan, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ, a limited number of days. It seems like just yesterday, seriously, that we were preparing for Ramadan. Ramadan is coming and we're getting ready. And those days are over and they'll never come back. Whatever we did of good in them is preserved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever was not good, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and to aid us in overcoming our faults. Ikhwani, it's very important that these words don't go in one ear and out the other. That we realize that in our lives, for the things that we want of this dunya, we strive for them. When we want a good job, we strive. We go to college, we get a degree, and whatever it takes, staying up late at night to take exams, stressing ourselves out, working two jobs to pay off college and these type of things, we do it because we want something good in life. And when we want to get married, we gather up our wealth, we sacrifice, we do other, because we want the good of this life. And the same has to apply, and even more so, when we want the good of the hereafter. Nobody told you that it was going to come easy. Nobody told you that you have a guarantee to enter Jannah as long as you say that you are a Muslim. I say I'm a Muslim, I don't do anything. My last name is Abdullah or Muhammad or Ahmed, and that's going to be my ticket to Jannah. We have to work. We have to work. Like we took in the last hadith, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say that I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then be upright, be steadfast, hold fast to the teachings of Islam, to the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so, as these 10 days have gone and we start the 11th night after Maghrib, we need to go into the next gear. Not start falling off, not fading away, but pushing harder. Because the championship is won in the tournament. We haven't gotten to the tournament yet. That's the last 10 days. The first 10 days, alhamdulillah, we get acclimated. Our bodies get used to fasting. We get used to a new schedule. Bi-idhnillah, you're from the people who have altered their schedules to get a little sleep in the day so that you can push harder at night. You've watched what you are saying. You've checked your character, your demeanor as a Muslim. You've intentionally been a better person. Bi-idhnillah, we are from amongst those who have done that in the first 10, but without a doubt we've had some shortcomings too. We look back and maybe somebody missed Tarawiyah. Maybe somebody missed the Salat and Jama'ah. But honestly, at this point, the first 10 days, you should be able to count the number of rak'ahs that you missed in Jama'ah, not the number of Salawat. This is Ramadan. And you have to push yourself and you have to be that much more diligent in showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goodness from yourself, that you want the benefit of this month of Ramadan, that you want to take advantage of this opportunity that He's given you. And can you imagine? There are people, just to give you an example from the worldly life, there are people who sell merchandise. Can you imagine a person who sells merchandise? He buys it at retail price and then he sells it wholesale price. How do you think his business is going to fare? Not so good. When everything is on sale, he's too tired. He's like, nah, I'm going to take it easy. Just chill out in the house. All the sales are going on. It's the time to go buy now, and then we sell later. But the time to buy, he's relaxing. He doesn't take advantage of the opportunity. And then when all the prices go up, that's when he feels like, oh, okay, now I'll go out and I'll buy. His business is not going to be successful. He's not taking advantage of the opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. Likewise, Ramadan is an opportunity for your rewards to increase, and it's your chance now to deposit good deeds in your account. This is the chance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best how many other chances we'll get. Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس. Take advantage of five things before five other things happen. And from amongst those things, and the last thing that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam said was, hayataka qabla mawtik. And take advantage of your life before death. And so it is very, very important that we don't turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy in this month of Ramadan. We are now entering upon those middle 10 days where you need to go into the next gear. You need to definitely eliminate the nonsense from your life. Okay, the first 10 days, maybe a person is still getting used to it. He still has this thing where he needs to watch the news 30 minutes a day. Not that he's a political analyst and not that anybody cares about his opinion, but he still feels like it's so important for him to watch the news for 30 minutes every day and look at the nice looking anchor woman. Cut the nonsense out. It's not time for, it's Ramadan. Khalas. First 10 days, you made some mistakes. Now is the time you look back and you say, you know what? I don't need that in my life. Now it's time to strive that much harder. Push myself that much more so that when the last 10 days come, you are absolutely ready to go into the last possible gear that you have, because it is the last leg of the race. And that's when the race is won. You go around the track and you exhaust yourself in the beginning, and then in the last lap of the race, you just relax. You all know that story that they used to tell us when we were kids, the tortoise and the hare. You know, the rabbit, he's running and he's running, and then he just relaxes. But there's that other one, consistently coming along. So you need to be the one that's consistent, but not like a turtle. Be a bit more, quicker than the turtle, than the tortoise. Push yourself a little harder. And then in that last lap, go all out, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala.